Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting Megan Muherder. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan is a member of the Cass County Fair Board, and would you believe, oh yes, it is fair time around the country and especially in Iowa. So Megan, when is the Cass County Fair?
It starts on July 26th and runs through the 1st of August.
Now, some people say, well, that's kind of late, but of course, it just depends where it falls on the calendar, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
So you can't change that, Mary, very much. Okay, so I understand there's a couple of new things that we need to tell people about.
There are, yeah. Well, it's kind of the same, but we're doing it bigger, I guess. The rodeo that's always on Friday night. We are actually making it a rodeo this year instead of just a bull riding. The company that comes is Extreme Bull Riding Tour, and they are bringing feral racers and bucking broncs this year for everyone to see instead of just the bull riding. So that should be pretty entertaining and new.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know. I know there's some rodeos kind of close, but, you know, I don't think there are nearly as many rodeos as there used to be. So this should be really special.
Yes, yeah, and there's not a lot of towns and counties that offer the full rodeo, mm-hmm. and then we also have the mutton busting before for the little kids to do. So
what fun!
That's always entertaining. Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Now, where will this be held? Where on the fair?
In the original grandstand, down from the food stand.
Okay. Because I know some things have kind of changed around occasionally.
Yep.
Yes. So
the tractor pull on Saturday night. Last year, we got a new tractor pull. The grounds committee got together and built us a new tractor pull to use. And we figured we would give them a bigger show this year. And we have Lucas Oil coming to pull for the tractor pulls. And they pull all over the country. So it's pretty neat that they're coming.
So then do they bring different sizes, different powers? Tell a little more.
They
why
do.
Is that
yeah,
special?
They have different. They have different series and different sanctions within the polling association, and we fall into the Western series. And so the guys that are coming poll in Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Missouri, so they draw a pretty big crowd. So we're anticipating a good turnout mm-hmm. for that.
And of course, local folks are welcome to enter.
Is that cool? We have a class afterwards, after the Lucas Oil polls, that they can enter this year. For trucks and whatnot. So, yeah.
Well, they can. So back to the Lucas, what kinds of things? I mean, they probably don't do lawnmowers.
No, nope. Most of theirs are pretty big. I mean, I don't know a lot about all of the tractor pull, they definitely have the biggest and best.
Okay. Well, Megan, after this fair, you're going to know a whole lot more than you do now.
I will, yes.
Yes.
Probably more than I want to know.
That could be, because one of the things I always associate with tractor pulls or any kind of pull is a loud noise.
Yes, it is very loud.
That the noise goes with the power, I think. More power, more noise. So there are probably some folks who don't know where that is held.
That is east of all the barns. Kind of sits back up on the hill where some of the implement dealers used to put their equipment and where parking used to be. So it's east of like where the FFA food stand and the show barns and everything are.
Okay, but kind of up the hill.
So up the hill, yep.
So there's no parking up there anymore?
There is some parking when the tractor pull's not going
on. Okay.
Yep.
But
there's still some parking.
Okay, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about is what time does the tractor pull start?
The tractor pull starts at 6.
At 6, okay.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
And then the mutton busting on Friday night starts at 6:30 with the rodeo at 8.
All right. One of the things you just mentioned in passing when we were talking about where is this located is the FFA food stand. And in case folks haven't been there for a little while, they're in for a surprise.
Yes. It is new. It's nice.
It is. It really needed to be redone, and they did it. And it's, you know, I always enjoy going and eating the food there, but it's just sort of a plus now when it's new and so much better.
Yep, yes. It is.
And then, of course, mentioning food, there are a couple of other options for food on the fairgrounds.
Yes. As always, we have the food stand, and which is what keeps the fair free and all the events free. And that the first day for serving food there would be on Thursday, the 27th.
Okay.
So, and then we always have our noon specials that will be running. You know, you can find them in the paper and everything. So, yeah.
And then the chuck wagon?
The chuck wagon, yes. They have all the snacks and popcorn and snow cones and nachos. So that's always a big hit, especially with the little kids.
Well, I think, you know, usually there's not a line to stand in. And,
right.
You know,
yep.
it's most of those things are really quick, so it's easy to get something.
It's a quicker option than,
grab and go. That's a lot of people, a lot of us are used to going grab and go. So
That
also makes me think about then carnival. You know, usually there's some kind of cotton candy or whatever there. And so there'll be a carnival?
Yes, there is. And they start on Friday.
Okay.
Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
So, that will be there. And it's all coming together and we'll be here before we know it.
Oh, that's certainly true, Megan. We're visiting with Megan Muherter, who is a member of the Cass County Fair Board. And, of course, you know, some when people aren't involved with preparation, they sort of think, well, you know, a couple months ahead of time you get together and plan. Wrong.
Right. We start planning immediately after fair for the next year. There's a lot of things that come into play, and we have to book in advance and sign contracts, and so it definitely finding judges and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it definitely takes a full year to plan. Obviously, right now we're way busier than we were in October, but we still plan things in October.
And you are not just sit and have coffee and plan. You guys are out there working.
Yes. Yeah, some days I wish we were just having coffee and planning, but it doesn't work that way. If you're going to put on a big county fair that's free for everything, it takes a little work. So
a little from everybody that gets involved, for sure.
Right.
Sure.
That's right.
And will there be exhibits? Are you going to have the exhibit building open? I'm not talking about 4-H. I'm talking about the business one. Will there be?
Yes. Okay. Yep, the commercial barns will be open, and those will be pretty much full again this year. We have all different vendors coming for down there. So, those will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Megan, were you involved with the fair when you were growing up?
I actually was not.
Very interesting.
I was not in 4-H or FFA. So over the last few years being on the fair board, I have learned a lot.
Well, maybe you bring a new perspective. You know, sometimes when involved in something forever, it's just sort of either we take it for granted or we think this is the way it should be. And new perspective is good, Megan. What have you really learned then about, you know, kind of the big picture? What have you learned about Cass County Fair or fairs in general?
How much preparation it takes, not only planning fair, but what the kids do year-round to get their projects and their livestock ready, and how much the parents, you know, work and help. And it's just a whole new way of life that it's pretty neat.
It's a family affair for sure.
Yes,
yes,
it is.
Yes. So, again, the Cass County Fair dates are?
July 26th through August 1st.
Okay, and the rodeo is what date?
Friday, July 28th, and it starts at 8. And the tractor pull is Saturday, July 29th, and it starts at 6.
Okay, and there are lots of other things going on. Watch the schedule. Do you have a website or a Facebook?
We do. We have a Facebook page. It's called The Cass County Fair, and everything is posted on there, all the schedules, and also you can get on the Iowa State Extension website, okay. And everything is on there also.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Megan Muherter, for visiting with us this morning, and everybody get ready to go to the fair.
Yes.
Okay, until next Tuesday, here's a thought. We must be free, not because we claim freedom, but because we practice it.